Chapter 1 of The Midnight Queen. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Midnight Queen by May Agnes Fleming. Chapter 1. The Sorceress. The plague raged in the city of London. The destroying angel had gone forth and kindled with its fiery breath the awful pestilence until all London became one mighty lazar house. Thousands were swept away daily. Grass grew in the streets, and the living were scarce able to bury the dead. Business of all kinds was at an end, except that of the coffin-makers and drivers of the pest-carts. Whole streets were shut up, and almost every other house in the city bore the fatal red cross and the ominous inscription, "Lord, have mercy on us." Few people, save the watchmen armed with halberds, keeping guard over the stricken houses, appeared in the streets, and those who ventured there shrank from each other and passed rapidly on with averted faces. Many even fell dead on the sidewalk, and lay with their ghastly discoloured faces upturned to the mocking sunlight, until the dead cart came rattling along, and the drivers hoisted the body with their pitchforks on the top of their dreadful load. Few other vehicles besides those same dead carts appeared in the city now, and they plied their trade busily, day and night, and the cry of the drivers echoed dismally through the deserted streets, "Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead!" All who could do so had long ago fled from the devoted city, and London lay under the burning heat of the June sunshine, stricken for its sins by the hand of God. The pest-houses were full, so were the plague-pits, where the dead were hurled in cartfuls, and no one knew who rose up in health in the morning, but that they might be lying stark and dead in a few hours. The very churches were forsaken, their pastors fled, or lying in the plague-pits, and it was even resolved to convert the great cathedral of St. Paul into a vast plague-hospital. Cries and lamentations echoed from one end of the city to the other, and Death and Charles reigned over London together. Yet in the midst of all this, many scenes of wild orgies and debauchery still went on within its gates. As in our own day, when the cholera ravaged Paris, the inhabitants of that facetious city made it a carnival, so now, in London, there were many who, feeling they had but a few days to live at the most, resolved to defy death, and indulge in the revelry while they yet existed. "Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die," was their motto. And if in the midst of the frantic dance or debauched revel one of them dropped dead.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?